Weiter in Shas. We are in Zvachim, Daf Kuv Zion. Pick up the top of the page, first word, Rav Amar, in the middle of a sugya. We're going now to another Makar. Rav says, Kid Rabbi Yonah, Dam Rabbi Yonah, Asya Sham, Sham, Yav Gezer Shava, Sham, Sham. We have one pasuk that says the word Sham, meaning there you shall offer it up, and the, another one, there you shall do, which Yav Gezer Shava. My Laholin Lo Ana Shalom Kin is here, just like over there, in reference to offering outside, the Torah doesn't punish without answering the thing with a negative mitzvah. Afkan Lo Ana Shalom Kin is here. So therefore, this idea that Isser, again, Shechting outside the Beis HaMikdash, is learned out from this Isser of offering up outside. Ashkan muktrei pnim she'elon l'chutz. Okay, so we found that the Torah says someone's going to be chayev for a karbonis that's supposed to be burnt within that one brought outside. Muktrei chutz she'elon l'chutz. What happens? Let's say you have these outside ones that meant to be karbonis are meant to be burnt outside. That one brought up outside. Minayin, how do we know that one's going to be chayev for bringing them up? Amar Rav Kahana, Amar Kara. The pasuk says, "Va'alehem tomar," and to them you shall say, "Alasmuchin tomar," in reference to those halachas that are mentioned close by, shall you say? So this halacha that we're going to learn from this pasuk, that the iser to offer up karbanos outside of Beis HaMikdash is going back to the case spoke about in the previous psukim, a karban shechted outside. So the phrase va'aleim tomar, and to them, I mean the yidden, you shall say, is read according to this, is va'aleim tomar, not to them, but upon them, you shall say. As if it was written with the letter Ayin, supposed Aleph. So it's telling us that even one who offers up outside the Beis HaMikdash, Karbonos that were shechted outside the Beis HaMikdash, is going to be Chayev. Maskevla Rava Miksev Va'aleim. Is it written Va'aleim with an Ayin that would mean upon them? And talking about the previous dinim, Va'aleim said with an Aleph, which means and to them. So you can't learn out from this any reference to the shechting, to the karbanos that are shechted outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Elik of the Tani Rabbi Yishmael. Rather, what's the Makar? The Makar is like it was talking about Tani Rishon, Va'aleim Tomer La'oriv Pashios. The word Va'aleim with the letter Vav over there is a Lavav Achibor. That's meant to La'ariv make a combination of the parashios, referencing bringing up a carbon outside and shechting outside. So it's telling us the pasuk about offering up outside. It speaks of even of karbonos that are shechted outside. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asya Hava Hava. It's learned out from Gezira Shava on the words bringing and bringing, which compares shechting outside with bringing it up as the carbon outside. Malaholon Mukhtari Chutz, just like there, about the shechting outside, it's talking about karbanos that are meant to be burned outside. Afkan Mukhtari Chutz, so to hear, in reference to offering up outside, talking about karbanos that are to be burned outside. So someone's going to be chayev for offering up outside, even karbanos that were shechted outside. Now, says the Gemara, Maskevla Rav Bibi, Abiba has a bit of a catch on that. Had the Tanan, if something that which we learned in a Mishnah in Krisos, Shloshim Shish Krisos Vatorah, that there are 36 Krisos that are found in the Torah, Talosan Vishav Havyan, doesn't really work over here because now, according to this, is going to be 37, not 36, but actually 37. The Ika Maila Veha Maale Veha Maila. There's also kares for somebody whose ma'alu brings up shechted, offers up as a carbon animals that were shechted inside the Beis HaMikdash, and there's other kares for one who offers up though the ones that are shechted outside, which bring it to 37. And since someone said 36, it seems like there's no kares for offering up outside the Beis HaMikdash things that were shechted outside. Says Gemara Kasha, okay, that's not a good question, but we still go weiter. Okay, says the Gemara of Hatanan, that which we're looking at a mitzvah coming up much later. Well, not much later, I mean a few daf. Hazarik mitzvahs damim b'chutz chayiv. Someone who throws some of the blood on the mizbech outside, the Beth HaMikdash is going to be chayiv. Where do we know this from? How do we know that one is going to be chayiv for throwing the stuff outside of Beth HaMikdash? Nafka leim, determined later from the following b'raisa. The b'raisa says, dam yechashev, that it shall be considered as blood. L'rabbas Hazorik, it's coming to include someone who throws a dam of a carbon outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Among those who are going to be chayav karis. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, Zagar Rabbi Shmuel, B'kiva Omer, O Zavach. The pasuk says, or a sacrifice. L'rabbas Hazorik is coming to include somebody who throws the dam outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Is going to be chayav karis. Rabbi Yishmael, hi, O Zavach. My other, what's he do with that? L'chalik, he uses it in order to make a separation between Ol and Shlamim and the different categories of being chayav, to tell you that one doesn't need to bring up both in order to be chayev. Rabbi Kiva al-Chalak min Ali, where does he learn that from idea? To separate the Olam from the Shlam to all the categories. Nafkale mi lo yivi enu, he learns it out from the words, he will not bring it. For Rabbi Yishmael, what does he do with those words? Ahumi ba'ile ala shalim u'chayev. One is going to be chayev for bringing a complete thing outside. Ve'enu chayev ala chaser, but he's not going to be chayev for something bringing something that's incomplete. Rabbi Akiva, Nafkali Milaso, so he learns out this chiyuv of this completeness from the Milaso, so to do it for Hashem, right? Meaning all of it. You gotta do all of it. Says Rashi, Shalim Mashma. Rabbi Yishmael, what does Rabbi Yishmael do with that? Chad lemukhtere pinim. He needs two psukim teaching the din of this completeness. One, four carbonos that are fit to be burned inside, and animals that are inside the Beit HaMikdash, shechashuv hela b'chutz, that became no, like incomplete, and were offered up outside, v'chad l'muktri chutz, and one for carbonos that are meant to be burnt outside, and shechashuv hela b'chutz, that became incomplete, and were then offered up outside. So, therefore, we need, that's what the pasuk is teaching. Aye, says the Gemara, the Tanya, the Hotanya, and this was, yeah, Rashi's Binichusa. It's not a kasha. This is a support. Vatanya, Vishmael Omer, Yachal Muktari Pnim Shechasa, you would have thought that maybe if sacrifices are meant to be burnt inside and became incomplete, Vehelon Bechutz, and then were offered up outside, Chayev, that you're going to be Chayev, Talmud Lomer, La'asos Oso, to render it, Allah Shalim Chayev, one's going to be Chayev for bringing up a complete thing, V'inu Chayev, Allah Chaser, he's not going to be Chayev on something which is Chaser. For Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva Mukhtari Panim, Shechasu V'helon B'chutz, Rabbi Kiva holds that these carbonas that are fit to be burnt inside, that became incomplete, and some of them brought him up outside, chayiv, one's going to be chayiv in such a case. So only one pasuk is teaching this, only one pasuk is needed to exclude the incomplete part of the karbanos, since the exclusion applies only to these karbanos that are shechted outside. Okay, so now we have the root of the machlokes in Rabbi Akiva, about Rabbi Akiva's pasuk. The Gemara now takes a look at Rabbi Shmuel's pasuk. Rabbi Akiva, Haidam Yechashev Me'avadei, what does he do with Dam Yechashev, with this, which Rabbi Shmuel used to teach a chiyah for throwing the sacrificial blood outside. The Rabbi Shechita Zof, he uses it to include the Shechita of a bird in that which is going to make one chayev for stuff that is Shechuti Chutz outside of Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Shmuel, Nafkalim Me'o Asher Yishchat, or who will slaughter? Rabbi Akiva Amelachayo say, "Who me by lay know what do you mean that pasuk of your oru slaughter? We need it for Allah. Shochidu chayev. One is going to be chayev for the shechita of Lala Mulek, but not for Masam Malika." Rabbi Yishmael Nafkali Mizera Davar. Rabbi Yishmael learns out this exclusion Malika from the pasuk. This is the matter that Hashem commanded. Netanya, we learned in a brisa Asher Yishchat. The pasuk says, who will shecht an ox, a sheep, or a goat? Ainly ella shochet behema, shachet oaf, minelin. How do we know? We only know that case is that one who shechts an animal is going to be chayiv, you know, if you're doing outside. Shachat ofer about a bird, minalan. Tamad lomer ola she yishchat yachal af hamolik. You think maybe even malika was some malika outside. V'dinu it's a kav chomer. Mashchita de ein derech aksheira b'fnim, which is not the way of making it valid in the Beis Hamikdash. Chayiv, still someone's going to be chayiv for doing outside. Malika she derech aksheira b'fnim, and a din shu chayiv, of course, going to be chayiv. Tamad lomer zera davar. It's in the pasuk zera davar. When we see from this, Rabbi Shmuel learns out that the Miyat of Malika outside from the Pasuk Zeh Adavar. That's where he learns it from those words. Rabbi Kiva Melchel say, Ahumi Vayelag Zeh Rashava. We need Zeh Adavar for Zeh Rashava. V'hadat Tana, in fact, that which we learned in the Mishnah later on, very soon, a komitz from Mekabel Damim B'chutz Pater, one who does kamitza on Karb Mincha, or receives the dam, outside is not chayim. You know, how do we know that? U'mehecha teisi d'chayiv. 1 second. Where would you come to think in the first place that they're chayiv for doing such things outside? They have to bring a pasuk to exclude it. Teisu mishchita. We're learning out. We would have learned that from Shechita. Ma Shechita shekin posela shlo la'ochel b'Pesach. When shechting in the case of Shechita, how can you make this? How can you compare to this the Shechita outside the Beis Hamikdash when shechting is going to passel a Pesach or you know carbon if it's done for the sake of those that aren't able to partake of it, since the Shechita is more chamor in reference to this than kamitza receiving the dam, therefore you can't learn that one from the next of you. It says Gemara Tesa Mizrika. If you want to say you just learn that from Zrika, the chiyuv can be, you know, for throwing the dime aside. It can't be, because Mala Zrika, that is its own unique shtick of your head. What's the din with Zrika? Shekin Zar Chayev Lamisa. We know that a Zar, a non-Kohen, who gets involved over here, he's going to be killed for being involved with this, since throwing dime is more chamer in reference to this than Kabbalah or Kemitza. Therefore, the chiyuv can't be learned that from it. Beep, turn the page. Kuf Zayin. Amud Beis, Tesi Mi Binayu. You may say it's learned from both of them. From you know a little combo platter over here of the Shechita and of the Zrika can't be because I'm Cain. If it's really the Chiyav for doing it, avodah said the Beis Hamikdash, we learned that from these type of things over here. Lo Yomer Bezrika, let the Torah not say the pasuk to teach the Chiyav for throwing the dime outside. If Tesi Mi Binayu, let's learn it out from the two of them, from the Shechita and bringing it up. And say right. V'teisim Shechita. Now you want to say it should be learned out from the chiyuv of Shechita outside. Shechita Rechutz, we can say back. Mamal Shechita Shekein Posel Shalul L'Shem Golchem B'Pesach. How can you compare it to the Shechita when it's going to invalidate a carbon Pesach if it's done for the sake of those who can't partake of it? Then the throwing of the dam, which is done like that, doesn't disqualify a Pesach. Teisim Me'Allah. If you want to say that it should learn out the chiyuv from Ha. Allah from offering up as a carbon outside, which is not going to pass a Pesach if it's done for those who can't eat it. So Ma'alah will say back to Ma'alah Shekein Yeshna B'Mincha. You can't compare it to this carbon outside when it's when offering up is more chamor that it applies to a mincha, not only to the animal, but a vodah of throwing is only to animals. But let them learn that from between the two of those, right? The fact that both of them are types of an avoda that and both of them are going to render that someone who does them outside going to be chayiv. So since throwing the dime is also an avoda, it should also be chayiv. Somebody who performs outside of Beis Hamikdash. So why does the Torah have to teach us with the pasuk? This is the reason why. To teach you that the chayiv for doing an avoda outside of Beis Hamikdash is not to be learned out from the similarity between two other avodas in which there's a chayiv. Therefore, the chiyuv for doing kamitza or kabbalah of the dam outside can't be learned out from the common characteristic of a shechita and zrika. So we have gotten rid of all the sources, these possible sources, for saying that one is going to be chayiv for doing kamitza or receiving the dam outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, no pasuk is needed to teach their Ptur. Amar Ravavahu. Shachar v'zarek, let's say somebody shechted a carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash and threw the dam outside the Beis HaMikdash. The Rebbe Yishmael chayv achas, according to Rebbe Shoyu chayv one chatas. The Rebbe Kiva chayv shtayim v'chayv two chatos. Amar Abaye disagrees. The field of Rebbe Kiva inu chayv alachas yonu v'chayv one chatas. The Mekal Basuk says, Shom tasa, there you shall do everything I command you to do. Akasa v'asal mekuon over achas, the Pasuk may be considered all one avoda. Zark v'hela, so avoda goes on and says, if somebody threw the dam and then offered up the carbon outside, the Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Shmuel, Chayiv Shtayim is going to be Chayiv for two things. Divrei Akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva, and Chayiv Ela Achas, you're going to be Chayiv for one. Abaye Omer, Afilu Divrei Rabbi Akiva, Chayiv Shtayim. Even the world of Rabbi Akiva, you're going to be Chayiv too. Lahachi Palginu Kra, because that's the reason why the Torah goes and the Pasuk separates them when it says, Shamta Vishamta, says two separate things. If one shechted and zarkin threw the dam and offered up outside, according to everyone, Rabbi Kiva, chayiv shtayim, he's going to be chayiv for two chatos. Tanu Rabba, ba machane. When the pasuk says, any man from the house of Israel who's going to go and shecht a shore or a sheep or a goat in the camp, yachal shechet ola b'darim yechayiv. You would think that someone who shechs an ola in the Dharm in the south of the Azara is supposed to, that's suffered. Therefore, he's going to be chayiv like he did outside. Tamid lomer michutz lamachane. Right, it's going to be outside of the camp. If the Torah just would have taught michutz lamachane, then yachol chutz shalosh machanos, then you can think that one is not going to be chayiv for bringing it outside of the camp unless he does so outside of all three camps. Minayin af machane leviyan, even if it's just machane leviyan, tam lo b'machane. Iba machane yachal shechad olo b'darm yechayiv. You think if someone says olo in the darm to be chayiv, tamad lomar, oh, asher yishchad mechutz l'machane. And the Torah is saying of this din in reference to both inside and outside is going to say the machutz l'machane miyuchad, that's unique, she'ein ro'oi l'shchitas kol zevach, it's not fit for the shchita of ever and of any carbon. So too, when the Torah says about the area in the camp, it's talking about the area that's unfit for the shrita of any carbon. Yatzadarim, this so the south of the Azara is excluded. Even though it's not fit for the shechita of kachem kachem, it is for kachem kalem. Amar ula shochet al gago al shalhech al chayev. Someone shechs a carbon on the roof of the heichal is going to be chayev. It's shechita chutz. All ve'in roi the shechita is kol zevach. Since this roof is not fit for the shechita of any carbon, maske flarav afekt rav imkein nichtav kra b'machane. Im kain nichtav kra b'machane u'michutz l'machane. The Torah writes just like in the camp and outside the camp. The Torah is going to be chayiv in any area that's not ro'oi for the shechita of karbanos. V'lo b'ayi el pesach al moed. I don't need the words. He didn't bring it to the pesach al moed. El pesach al moed. Let me do what I need it for. Lalo ute gago. Not meaning to exclude from Achia the shechita done on the sanctuary's roof. V'lo Rava. But according to Rava, you say the same thing, the flip. If it's true that the areas that are within the Azara are excluded from Chiyav, so Nichtav El Pesach Al Moed, then let the Torah write just to the entrance of the tent of the meeting, right, that he didn't bring it, which could teach us the Chiyav for any place outside of the Azara. At the same time, it's going to be Mamayit, a Chiyav of places within the Azara. But Machaneh U'michutz HaMachaneh L'mi, why do I need both of those things? Lavlo Siri Gago isn't coming to include the roof. Amr of Mari, lo, asui kuli b'frim v'tavara b'chutz. What's coming to include? The case of a chiyav that the shechita of the animal's entire body is inside the azara, but the neck is outside. Like the Gemara, but tavara b'chutz pshita, if its neck was outside, it's obviously going to be chayav. Amai kapid rachmana. Why was the Torah makbid when it said that it's got to be a pesach al moed? A shechita with the shechita, shechita is b'chutzi. And the kiss of an animal's neck is outside, the shechita is done outside. So, why do you need this pasuk? Hello, so cool of a chutzner lefnim. What's the case where you flip it? The entirety of it is outside, and its neck is actually inside. Oh, fascinating case over here, right? Since the shechita takes place inside the azara, the chiyah for the shechita can't be learned out to the bel pesach kol amori. So we need the pasuk b'machane to teach that since the rest of the animal is outside the azara, one who shechs an animal and type of thing is going to be chayev. Yitmar, says the Gemara, Hamayla Bizman Azeh. If someone brings up a carbon, Bizman Azeh, like outside the area in which the Azara was, Mubay Samigdash, but do it outside, Yana Diyoma. Have Yochanan Omar, Chai, Yochanan Diyoma, Chai, Rashokas Omar, Potter, because it's a servitivus, whether we're doing this, right? If you're listening to this at another time, Rashokas is going to be Potter. Rabbi Yochanan or Mechayev, Rabbi Yochanan says that that he's going to be Chayev because Kedusha Rishona Kitzel L'Shaita Kitzel Asad Lavo. It's also Kedusha Asad Lavo. He's talking about Pata Kedusha Rishona Kitzel L'Shaita V'lo Kitzel Asad Lavo. Classic Machlokas we've seen throughout Shas. Frankly, my name is the Beplukta, the Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua comes. Let's see if that's the Machlokas between these two. The Tanam, we have a mission, Adio, Samer, Rabbi Eliezer, Kishubona Beheichal, when they're building the Heichal of the Beis HaMikdash, Bayin Shin, Yehoosim Kloim Heichal, they'll put up curtains there, Kloim Ba'azar, and curtains in the courtyards of where the places of the walls would be when they're built there. However, when it came to the Heichal, they were built from the outside. They were built from the inside. I heard that they would bring carbonos on the place of the Makom HaMikdash, even though there wasn't the structure itself. They would even eat kachikachim, even though there was no curtains there. Even though there's no wall, they would eat that as well. So says Gemara, Lav Mechlad Rabbi Eliezer suffered low kitchel from the fact, does this apply that Rabbi Eliezer holds that he's not kitchel asid lavo? And therefore, this machlokus also, this machlokus of Ruchan Rish Lakus is the same one of this machlokus Tanaim. Amr Le Ravina Leravashi Mimai. Why would you say that? Dilma Dekuliam Kedusha Rishana Kedusha Lashanta Vekisha Lashanta. Maybe everybody holds it. That was also for the future as well. Omar Deshmiya Le Kaamar. Omar Deshmiya Le Kaamar. And really, Rabbi Eliezer is just saying what he heard, and Rabbi Yeshua is saying what he heard. There's really no machlokus between the. Machlokas between the two of them. If you want to say, lamali, why do I need curtains? Let's use the alma. It's really just sneas. Really, they might say you don't really need it. It's just sneas, and therefore, it's not no necessity to say that either of these tanaim hold that. It's not osed lavo. You know what? We'll leave it at this. My friends, we're going to stop over here. One wish all y'all a great, great day.